The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
Welcome to Tucker Carlson Tonight.
Yeah, that's the last time you'll ever hear that because that clip is no longer played on Fox News. For those of you who are not in the know, I mean, this is probably one of the biggest scuttlebutt shakeups that has happened in the media, one of many, as a matter of fact, which we'll discuss here. You see, when the media separates its own, that's a problem. Fox News has announced that Tucker Carlson is no longer there. His last show was last Friday night. It made news all day yesterday. All the networks who weren't part of Fox were rejoicing in that, especially The View and other low ratings shows, all doing The Wave and other crazy stuff. The thing is that Tucker Carlson, according to reports, had a lot to say when it came to this defamation lawsuit, which produced a trove of Tucker Carlson messages. This resulted in a $787.5 million settlement between Fox News and Dominion Voting Systems, which spared executives and on-air talent from taking the stand, which, of course, Fox would have held Carlson up as a defense move because Carlson couldn't get a straight answer out of Sidney Powell about the election claims. And so now Powell finds herself in the hot seat, as does Mike Lindell, because that's exactly who Dominion is going to go after next, is Mike Lindell from MyPillow. But see, here's the thing. What people don't understand is that Fox News carries insurance for that very reason. Now, understand that Fox News, their stock shares dropped 4% in value after it was announced Tucker Carlson was leaving the show, leaving the network completely. Shares is down as much as 5.1% after the news broke. That's about $700 million in losses. Did you understand what I just said? That's not woke stuff. That's just reactionary because, see, that's what we are in America. We react to everything. You understand now that Fox News hardly got stung on this deal because insurance paid most of that settlement claim. Understand that, right? Every company, especially media networks, carry errors and omissions insurance and things related to that. So understand that Fox did not take a big hit, but the you know, you got people like Glenn Beck and Megyn Kelly and other people like that that all came forward and said, man, that's going to kill the network. They couldn't believe it. Glenn Beck is like, man, this is the only thing. Tucker's the only one that I really trust. You lose Tucker Carlson, it really kills Fox. They're going to kill it. And, of course, last night they had their little news hour segment come in, and Brian Kilmeade, one of their lesser paid, less trusted reporters, comes on. I mean, you know, he's normally on Fox and Friends this morning, and all of a sudden here he shows up here. It's like, oh, we need somebody to jump in at the last minute. Okay. You know, I'm kind of blown away by it all, because Tucker was trying to do what we do, and that's get to as much of the truth as we can. Now, there's a lot of you out there that could care less about Fox. There's a lot of you out there that watch Fox. And the thing is that Carlson's departure, according to certain media analysts, is going to have a huge impact on Fox News. And you have to start asking yourself why the show was last Friday. No surprise. No, this is my last show. No, amicable. It was like, whoosh, you're out. And literally, people were saying that, oh, it's possible Tucker could run for public office. Tucker could, you know, I mean, he had meetings with, if you noticed his interviews, Elon Musk, he interviewed him. He interviewed President Trump, even though he doesn't really have a lot of good things to say or didn't about President Trump. I mean, he could literally, if he wants the truth, I doubt he's going to end up as Trump's press secretary or even running for vice president. There have been people like Vivek Ramaswamy that says, oh, he should run for president. And I'm like, no, I don't think that Tucker Carlson has aspirations to do stuff like that, even though he is a media figure, like Ronald Reagan was a media figure. Well, Nancy, yep, he was a media figure. And here's the thing. It wasn't just Tucker that got fired. Do you remember when Tucker was out in Los Angeles at Fox Studios in L.A., sitting outdoors interviewing people like the lady from Canada who's an activist up there, Lauren? Well, he brought on at the very end of the show his senior executive producer, Justin Wells, giving him credit for being the, the backbone of his show. Well, Justin Wells was also let go at the same time that Tucker was. So whether it was amicable or not, you know, there's some concern over 2,000 mules. I mean, this is Dinesh D'Souza, of course, going public on Twitter and saying, yeah, well, Fox News wouldn't let him talk about 2,000 mules. The thing is that Tucker kept saying, Sidney Powell is not giving us anything we can use to validate the claims made by the Trump administration that the election was stolen. What's even worse is that all led up to J6. Where everybody let their emotions get the best of them, and they stood instead of having a peaceful protest. They did exactly what the Democratic Party and Deep State had planned. Instead of standing way away from the Capitol or going to the Washington Mall, you know, the monument between the Capitol and standing out there and doing their protests there. Oh, no, they had to get pissed, and they had to go to the Capitol building during the hearings. I mean, they would have made a splash in the media just standing outside, way away from the barricades, having a protest. They would have made a lot of, no, they couldn't do that because there were agents provocateur that were taking down the barricades and telling them, come on in, come on, rush the Capitol, get in there. You know, just like Gene Hackman on Enemy of the State. And they bought it. They let their emotions get crazy, and they bought it. And a lot of them smashed windows and destroyed property and trespassed, allegedly, during We the People's very own building. You know, so there's some really strange things going on with all of this. And then to top that off, Sleepy Joe just announced he's going to run for president again. Isn't that nice? The Biden-Harris ticket. Yeah, let's finish what we started. Uh-huh. It's more like, let's finish wrecking America. Wow. You see, the two-party shift show continues. You know, and most of the people that have, the pundits who have left and are doing their own podcast now, who have left Fox News, like Megyn Kelly and others, basically said Fox doesn't, you know, Tucker Carlson does not need Fox. So whatever the press release says, and we've even included an edited transcript of a speech delivered Friday night at the Heritage Foundation's 50th anniversary gala celebration. We've got a link to that, and you can read that if you just click the link in your email blast. Now, as sad as it may seem, a lot of you, I know that, you know, people like my talk show host down in Florida didn't like Tucker Carlson really that much. And I said, yeah, but look at the politics behind all of this, because that's what this all boils down to, folks. It's the same. It's the mainstream media. Fox is inclusive in that. It's just that's where more conservatives go And of course, Tucker Carlson amongst conservatives was viewed as getting closer to the truth than most of the biased journalists out there. But to see the biased journalists out there are given directives and they're told what they can say and what they can't say. And certain things that they promote that the media can say, the media says. And a lot of it was generated by outside influence. Of course, you can do the research. You can read between the lines on that. You're smart. You got this. You read a lot. See, that's what I like about my listeners in this show. You guys aren't stupid. You read between the lines. That's what I love. But that ain't all. Don Lemon was terminated from CNN after 17 years. And of course, he got on and started, well, they terminated me. Well, after all the things that Don Lemon said, it looked like he was having a breakdown. It looked like he was on his period, for crying out loud. PMSing. Yeah, men can PMS. Hormone imbalance or whatever the case, it doesn't really matter. But you see, the thing is management contradicted that at CNN, said, you know, we offered Don Lemon the opportunity to come in and discuss this with us, but no, he had to take to Twitter and complain about it. So we responded on Twitter with, yes, you're fired. I mean, you could have gone in, you could have negotiated, but you didn't do that. No, you went and you did the typical woke nonsense and you posted on Twitter what your feelings were. And that's why I don't have a Twitter account. Don't respect them at all. I think the whole thing is rigged. The whole system is rigged. They can censor who they want. And see, when they do that, we get closer and closer and closer to the real truth, which is once, and this has been stated by Alex Newman and others on this show, once freedom of speech is gone, that's when the killing starts. NBC Universal CEO Jeff Shell was also ousted from the network after admitting an inappropriate relationship with a CNBC anchor at the media giant. Yeah, Hadley Gamble. Yeah, you two guys had a little thing going, huh? Yeah, the alleged affair was exposed during an investigation by an outside counsel after a complaint against him, according to sources. And of course, out he goes. So that's not the only thing happening. A Georgia DA. Yeah, we're talking about Fannie Willis, the DA of Fulton County, Georgia, wrote a letter to Fulton County Sheriff Patrick Labatt on Monday. And of course, this is the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, same ones that smeared Richard Jewell. The same one, the same newspaper. And what they're saying is that, oh, yeah, we are ready to announce potential indictments, and it's going to happen in the next couple of weeks. Oh, no, it's actually going to happen. The charging decisions will happen between July 11th and September 1st. And I'm like, okay. Why July 11th and September 1st? Why such a big window and why so late in the game? If you think you got everything on these folks and you think you got everything on former President Trump, why aren't you going to the press right now? Why aren't you arresting him now? Why aren't you doing any of this now? Well, you see, there's all sorts of court cases involving this whole situation. She's got until May 1 to answer Trump's motion to quash the indictment. She has to answer that by May 1. You know, it's really interesting. It's like, why did the jury, grand jury foreman come out? And why'd they allow her to go on MSDNC and every place else and do interviews? Talking all about, oh, yes, we recommend it. This is crazy. Grand jury people don't do that. By the way, we're also getting reports now that last night's newscast kind of fell short of the viewership that Tucker commanded. And here's the thing. The ratings, the last ratings were 3.174 million. I think that figure is much higher. When he interviewed Trump, like 667 million people. Maybe it was 667,000 people. That makes more sense. Watched it. I think the figures were much higher. Here's the one thing about media ratings. They're not accurate. They're only estimates. So you can take that for what it's worth. But the thing is, as I told you, the thing with Trump and what's going on here, it's all timing. See, she doesn't want to announce any of this stuff because the barrage of lawsuits and rulings and decisions on all of this. I'm just wondering why people haven't come after Fannie Willis and Alvin Bragg, why states haven't come after them, accusing them of election interference, because President Trump is actually a candidate. And what they're doing is trying to throw him off his footing. Because he's got to spend all his time fighting all of these reports. I mean, Jack Smith's going to do the same thing. He's going to release indictments. There's possible criminal charges pending in that, too, over the paperwork they found at Mar-a-Lago. Huh. Boy, this whole thing is just turning into a real shit show. This is what happens during lame duck administrations, and you all know that. I don't have to tell you. Susan Rice, by the way, is stepping down as the White House domestic policy advisor. This is really interesting because it happens right before 80-year-old Democrat Joe Biden, who we wonder if that's the real Biden or not. We don't know. You know that creepy video? I hope you watched it yesterday because, you know, he was right in there trying to answer a question. This kid, he said, what do you attribute success? Your key to success. He couldn't understand the question. His son, Hunter, had to explain it to him while they were over there on their U.S. taxpayer-supported vacation. The whole thing was a joke. People in Ireland are not stupid either. They don't like Trump, but they like Biden. You see, that makes you wonder. It's just what you see, what the media wants you to see, whether it's staged or not. You have to ask yourself that question. Law enforcement officials, meanwhile, are facing growing pressure to release Nashville school shooter's manifesto. They want to know what's going on in her head, because it could, you know, Senator Bill Hagerty of Tennessee wants to know. He told Fox News it seems certain information's flooded to the marketplace immediately if it fits the narrative, so to speak. If the information does not fit the narrative, it seems to get suppressed. He doesn't even know what's in the manifesto. It certainly takes a long time to figure out whether and what information should be released. You know, that is kind of crazy, isn't it? Because, see, what they're worried about, this is part of the narrative, the game plan here, is there may be an issue that would expose the entire transgender movement to a real negative narrative that would immediately turn the public against it. They can't have that. You see, you got to ask yourself, why is it taking them so long to release the manifesto? We all have a right to know what was going on in her head. I mean, she's dead right now. This thing with medical privacy, considering what she did, shooting up a school. Yeah. And this is one of the reasons why, you know, for so many reasons, why you see a lot of women out there now, according to CNN, big surge in women among this Nashville, you know, Christian school shooting and the attack on the Louisville bank. Gun sales are surging. Women are buying guns. So what did it mean by Trump saying, hey, you know, 5% of the teachers had guns, all of this nonsense would stop? Maybe. Working within the parameters of this half hour, because we got a busy day today. Alan Parker, the Supreme Court decision on the abortion pill coming today, and Justin Porter will be joining the show. Joel Skousen, by the way, will be on tomorrow. You don't want to miss that. Some pretty crazy news in this world today. Of course, this week at the Power Mall, you have 10% off the site-wide sale, including dropship products, double reward points on your order, including phone orders, and retail ground shipping upgraded to priority for free. We've got the closeout still going on at 30% off. That's the exception to the 10% off site-wide. You get 30% off the Global Healing Center Acid Reflux and Silver Shield Sanitizer. Our spring sale, you don't get an extra 10% off. You get 15% off quercetin, silver mist, humidifier additive, oregano juice, Sinu Orega, Latero Flora Probiotic, and Living Streams Multi-Blend Liquid Probiotic and Optivita Digestive Enzymes. And when we have Justin Porter on the show, we're going to be talking about Purely Liver. We have Dr. Willard's Plant Catalyst, Optivita Sugar to Fiber, the Raw Pine Power Plus, Heaven's Harvest Organic Emergency Food Kit, all new stuff. to the Power Mall that you should go check out. If you go to thepowermall.com, you can sign up for the newsletter as well as on thepowerhour.com. The newsletter and the email blast and all that come right at you in your inbox. You can read all the news that we don't have time to report. By the way, those of you who haven't sent us a letter stating why you'd believe you'd be a good recipient of a RIC satellite system, you need to do that. You can email it to support at thepowerhour.com, or you can send it by snail mail to P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri, 65814. Tell us why you think you should get one of RIC's satellite systems. Great way to listen to the Power Hour. Yep, this is a one-time purchase. You bought, you know, we're this is the thing. RICSatelliteUSA.com if you want to know more about it. It's a $269 system. We got two more of them to give away so far as we know. The first two were donated, and then Rick donated one himself. God bless you, man. This is just great. I love it because it gives people an unfettered access to the Galaxy 19 KU band. So you get to listen to all of these great programs, including ones that are being broadcast from outside the country, so you can actually hear the hell that's going on Earth. For those of you who don't have a green thumb, you need to get one quickly. PowerHourFood.com. You can register for free and take advantage of the food seminar offered by Marjorie Wildcraft, who's been on the show a lot. And we've got a story, as a matter of fact, under gardening about how to grow your own free chicken feed. Healthy stuff. Gotta love that. All right, back to world news. If the World Health Organization's treaty is widely ratified, the evil twins of technocracy and transhumanism will have triumphed over global health, hence over humanity. The transhuman goal of creating humanity 2.0 will be within reach with an endless flow of mRNA gene therapy injections. Maybe it's mod mRNA gene therapy injections. Who knows? Who's the biggest influencer and contributor of who? Well, Bill Gates, of course. I guarantee you he's not going to be involved in any of this. He's going to sit back and watch all of us get affected by this. According to an ex-Abu Ghraib inmate who told RT, Russian television, U.S. prisons were recruiting points for terrorists. Yeah. Nail Kamal has said this, telling Russian television that. U.S. promised democracy to Iraq. Instead, it went in, destroyed it through mass killings and religious strife, created a political vacuum. It's what it did. The Russia-Ukraine grain deal will end unless the West fulfills its end of the bargain. Russia doesn't see how the arrangement for the export of Ukrainian grain be extended unless all of its provisions are met, according to Dmitry Peskov. We believe it can't be extended without meeting the requirements of the Kremlin. The July 22nd agreement, 2022 agreement, brokered by the UN and Turkey, established corridors in the Black Sea for safe export of grain from Ukraine, but also required the U.S. and its allies to unblock the export of Russian grain and fertilizer, stalled due to Western sanctions against Russian shipping, which hasn't happened. So, you see, this whole thing is a shift show, and there are more things that are wrong with this equation than not. Seymour Hersh, that infamous journalist who uncovered the news the Biden administration was responsible for the Nord Stream pipeline sabotage, now says the West knows that the weapons it's sending to Ukraine are ending up on the black market. Poland, Romania, and other countries are being flooded with arms intended for Kyiv, according to the veteran journalist. Woo, that's some pretty heavy stuff. The death toll in the Kenyan starvation cult rises to 58, mostly from mass graves. They've recovered bodies in a forest in eastern Kenya, thought to be followers of a Christian cult who believed they'd go to heaven if they starved themselves. Wow. 112 people have been reported missing to a tracing and counseling desk at the Kenyan Red Cross. U.S. Secretary of State Blinken, Blinken and Nod, says the truce deal followed 2 days of intense negotiations so that all the foreigners can get out. Colombia has expelled U.S.-backed Venezuelan opposition figure Juan Guaido, who had attempted to attend an international conference in Bogota. The critic of Venezuelan President Maduro had earlier crossed into Colombia from his own company and or country, rather, in defiance of a court-imposed travel ban. So be it. And let's see what else is going on in the world today. School choice movement. They claim, according to a study in Epoch Times and Education Week, There are 11 states with some type of ESA program, which is a program for school choice. And, of course, they are saying you really need to education scholarship accounts. This funding allows students to take public dollars out of failing school systems and use them for tuition and other education expenses via private schools, homeschooling, and tutoring, which is why I'm glad we have homeschoolers and their moms and dads listening to the show. Most important to understand that. If there is money out there, you should know. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan has subpoenaed Jennifer Lee Moore, the FBI's Executive Assistant Director of Human Resources, after she refused to answer questions during her transcribed interview about the FBI's retaliation against whistleblowers. San Antonio's got this charter known as Prop A, or the Justice Charter. It seeks to decriminalize marijuana and abortion, further restrict police officers' use of no-knock warrants, ban chokeholds, expand the city's cite and release policy for low-level violent crimes. I mean, we're talking about now they can go out and they can steal from a store up to $75 and commit $2,500 worth of vandalism on anybody's property. It doesn't matter. If you live in San Antonio, you can't do anything about your property. And if it's considered violence or an act of war against you, guess what? Your insurance isn't going to cover. Homeowners, you better get out your insurance policy and you better read it, because if they can tie that to a crime or an act of war because of an amendment or a law, a charter amendment aimed at police reform, the mayor, Ron Nuremberg, that's not Nuremberg, it's Nuremberg, N-I-R-E-N-B-E-R-G, says he's against this. This is crazy what you guys are doing. You talk about a blue state city. Boy, San Antonio, you don't want to go there. The last time I was there was on March 25th when I emceed that event for Halt Hospital Homicide, and I parked in the back parking lot in metered parking. I sure wasn't going to park on a regular street. I mean, $75 in theft and $2,500 in vandalism. Yeah, good luck with that. All right. Joe Manchin, what are you doing, Joe? He called out his party's leadership for backing out of a key aspect of the Inflation Reduction Act he notably forged with them last year. He actually, this is another problem. He lobbied the Biden administration to grant funding to an organization with ties to his campaign. Yeah. Coalfield Developments Act Now Coalition was one of several organizations competent for $100 million in federal funding from Biden's American Rescue Plan. And, of course, the leader of that Charleston Area Alliance development group led by Jack Rossi, Manchin's campaign treasurer. Oh, what a web we weave. My. That's politics for you. Alan Parker, hopefully, be joining us after the bottom of the hour break here on the Power Hour. Stay with us.
For the past 20 years, the Power Mall has been a trailblazer, leading the way in providing our customers with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. We have worked hand in hand, helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence, knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being mean so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars. And when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829. Right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
And once again, it's 32 minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Thank you so much for joining us. It's Tuesday, April 25th, 2023. For those of you who are just wiping the sleepies out of your eyes and trying to get to, that's funny, our guest has a cup of coffee just like me. Alan Parker is joining us. We've gotten into this. America's mindset has just gone totally haywire. You got women out there screaming that they should have the my body, my choice, the right. You know, the funny thing about it, I keep asking myself, gee, if their mothers felt that way, they would have aborted their kids, and then there wouldn't be anybody out there protesting. So I'm just, their mothers must have believed in something to bear children. And as we head out the door to the right to depopulate America, pretty soon we won't have anybody left. But in the meantime, we've got these chemical abortion drugs, namely mifepristone, that's out there. And Alan, you look like you are one of these studious individuals that has researched the living bejesus out of this. And this situation, you're the president of the Justice Foundation, by the way. You're representing Melinda Thibault, the co-founder of the Moral Outcry Petition, acting on behalf of over 500,000 signers. And so you're representing thousands of women hurt by abortion. I mean, you are really, and you represented Norma McCorvey, formerly the Roe of Roe v. Wade, which makes you a very, very significant person because you understand not only what the public sees, but you understand the back channel to all of this arguendo. I love it when I get to talk to attorneys that are right on the money on this stuff. Why are we even talking about this? I mean, this all of a sudden becomes a necessary topic in America. Welcome to the show, by the way.
Thank you, Dave. Great to be on with you. Thank you very much.
So does this decision, we have a situation right now where the drug is, there's a tit for tat going on with approval for the drug. I'll let you, from the legal perspective, explain that to our listeners so they understand that this is coming right out of the mouth of Well, I hate to use the word out of the mouth of babes, you know, because that's cliche. But we're talking about somebody that's totally in the know on this subject matter. So I'm going to let Alan, I'm going to let you take it away and explain what this fracas is all about and whether or not it relates to Roe v. Wade or how it affects it. The floor is yours.
Thank you. And you mentioned that I represent thousands of women injured by abortion. So everything I'm going to tell you about what abortion does to women comes from the women that I represent. So I'm relaying their testimonies in court through affidavits and declarations. We have the largest body in the world of direct sworn testimony about what abortion does to women. So the issue in the courts is, will we allow the continued use of chemical abortions in America? Now, there's some screaming that all abortion is going to be gone. That's not true. Surgical abortion, which has been used since 1973, will still be available in every state. And something else that's less well known will still be available. All 50 states have a safe haven law where a woman can safely relinquish her child at a hospital or fire station within a certain number of days after birth, and she can be free of parenting without killing the child and suffering the devastating psychological consequences that taking the life of your own child. It's not just a part of the woman's body. It's not like removing a wart or changing out wrinkles on her face. They say it's my body. But even Justice Ginsburg, a staunch abortion advocate, said that abortion was a difficult and painful decision for most women. Why? Because it is the taking of a human life. So the court has two big issues in front of it. One are the legal issues. Did the FDA follow the procedures when they approved the drug originally in 2000? And then in 2016 and 2019, when they reduced the safety features of the drug? Right now we have wide open, not even doctor required to see you, pill distribution, and it's distributed through the mail and common carriers like FedEx, which is illegal. So the big issue, was it properly approved, and did they follow the law? That's what we want judges to decide, isn't it? Don't we want our government following the law? And then the second thing is, there's a statute that says you cannot sell or send abortion-producing drugs through the mail, and that's been ignored by the Biden administration, whose Department of Justice wrote a letter saying, well, that's not good law anymore. But it's Congress's job to change the law. And then this is the thing I want to say on behalf of women. Why is this different from surgical abortion? First of all, you have a doctor doing the work. When they give you the pills and you go home as a woman to your own room or your boyfriend's room or a dorm at college, when you take the pills, you become an abortionist yourself. So number one, you begin to feel complicit in it rather than having a doctor do it. And number two, the first pill kills the baby in the womb, and the second expels the baby. It's like going through labor, and the baby comes out in your home, in your bed, or, and I'm going to be a little bit graphic, but this is reality, in the toilet. And most women look at it. They want to see what it is. One of the women in our brief, I quoted her as saying, it felt strange. It wasn't like a normal menstrual period. And I looked down and there were hands and a head and feet. I could tell it. This was a baby. And I remember the first time a woman ever called our office and talked to me, and she was just sobbing. My God, they lied to me. They told me this was a mass of tissue. This is a baby. What am I going to do? Can I bury my baby in my backyard?
You just sent chills down my spine, sir. This is like seeing your loved one with their brains smashed out in the back because they didn't have their seatbelt on and they got in a car wreck. You survived, and then you had to look at the brain splattered all over the back window. I have seen some graphic stuff covering the Hyatt Skywalk collapse, seeing people vertically compressed. This goes right along. I just got a real graphic visual on that, folks. If you didn't, you should understand exactly what Alan just said. Now, Alan, you just recently filed a friend of the court brief, And I use that word instead of the Latin term because there's two different ways, according to all these Supreme Court justices, now how you pronounce it. So it's either amicus or amicus. But, you know, this is how crazy our justice system has gotten. And not only that, but the civil components have changed all because of Ashcroft versus Iqbal and Bell Atlantic versus Twombly. All the civil components, they have completely turned the justice system on its ear. It changed the platform for about particularity and how you have to prove things. I mean, I'm a paralegal. I studied all this stuff. And, you know, how does this brief that you filed, how does this fit into the equation?
Well, and it's actually, it's a third word. It's amici, because we're
amici. More than that. Oh,
that's
amici.
The plural of
that. I love it. I love
it. We represent thousands of women hurt by abortion. And so we are amici, a lot of them. And we filed it at both the Fifth Circuit and the U.S. Supreme Court. And now we're going back down to the Fifth Circuit because the Supreme Court just punted a little bit. They preserved the status quo last Friday and said, well, we're going to let the pill distribution continue, but we're sending it back and we're going to get expedited quick review. And that's set for May 17th at the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans. We're working on our brief right now for that. And I actually have a new client. In fact, her name is Abby Johnson. She had an abortion pill, but she also was a former Planned Parenthood Employee of the Year. And she's turned completely because, like my client Norma McCorvey, that you mentioned, who was Roe v. Wade, Norma worked in abortion clinics and saw the reality of it rather than the rhetoric. Abby worked in the abortion facilities and saw the reality, the bloody babies, the body parts, and the callous treatment of women. All the women tell me it's like being in a cattle call. In fact, even a doctor who did abortions in his own office called the high-volume abortion facility a cattle call. Most women don't even ever see her, quote, doctor until he's performing the procedure on her. So both these clients, America is learning the truth. And that's one reason I think the Supreme Court reversed Roe v. Wade about a year ago now. We're learning the truth. There's a better way for women to be free of the burden of parenting. Justice Amy Coney Barrett, and this is I'm giving you right now the arguments in our brief, but also in the moral outcry petition that anybody can sign. We asked the Supreme Court, those 500,000 people that were collected by our founder, Melinda Thibault, we asked the Supreme Court to reverse Roe for three major reasons that are also a good reason to just make it illegal everywhere. One, it's a crime against humanity. It kills a human. It's as bad as segregation in America. Number two, it hurts women. Why do we want to hurt women with devastating psychological consequences? And number three, there's a better, safer, free alternative for every woman in America, even in California and New York. You can use the safe haven law and be free of the burden of parenting. No woman wants to have an abortion to kill a child. It's painful. But they say, I can't take care of a baby, or I don't want to take care of a baby right now. So give us the baby through the safe haven law. And there are 1 to 2 million families every year waiting to adopt newborn children. That's the way to move forward and make abortion as unthinkable as slavery and segregation are today.
Yeah, well, I have a personal interest at stake here because I was adopted. I was born in a home for unwed mothers. So I get it. I get the argument. I get everything. And when I actually found my birth mom and talked to her, she said, I'm sorry, I just could not have an abortion. I couldn't do it. But see, back in 1950s, you didn't do stuff like that out of wedlock. And this is brings us back to our other end of the argument is why women aren't using protection, why they just have to have unprotected sex, why it seems like we're just dealing with a whole group of people that, for all intents and purposes, have become reprobates. They were like out of their cocoon and free love and whatever, you know, and our morality, our moral compass has declined. And that's part of the reason why we're where we're at, right?
Well, I believe so. In fact, I think you could trace that back to a Supreme Court decision in 1962, where we took God out of America in the school prayer case. Before, we had always been a God-fearing nation. Not that you had to be a Christian. It was a Christian nation with religious liberty. We're not going to force anybody to be God, but the majority said, there is a God. We want to be under God. We want to dedicate our nation to God. We're not always perfect. So when you do fall and stumble, you repent and ask God for forgiveness. But the Supreme Court in 62 said, we don't want God in America in the schools anymore. We kicked him out, and we've been going down ever since. And in fact, on the abortion issue, I did not know this until I read the Dobbs decision. The Supreme Court, in explaining why there was no right to abortion in the Constitution, said, in fact, Americans had always made abortion a crime. In fact, they said it wasn't until 1963 that the first law review article ever came out in America arguing for a right to abortion. And that was 1 year after we kicked God out of a public life in America. So when you turn from God, you embrace death. There's either life or death. It's God said it to the Israelites a long time ago. Choose you this day, life or death. And on behalf of the women that I represent, I urge any women, any men considering abortion, don't pressure your girlfriends to get an abortion. In fact, we say choose life and then let the child have life like you. I'd love to hear more about your story, that you're not glad, or you don't wish she'd aborted you, I hope. Even if maybe once or twice in your life, all of us might go through a time where we say, oh, I wish I wasn't here, or I wish I was dead. But those feelings pass for most people.
Yeah, they do. But see, the sad thing about what you just described graphically, Alan, this goes into detail. It goes in my head about I could have been one of those babies in the toilet. And my mother chose not to do that. And see, women have that choice. Yeah, my body, my choice. You have the right to have that graphic image appear in your head. And I'm not trying to fearmonger here, but that's got to be the most shocking thing that I've ever heard is you think when you take the pill. And I mean, this is different than the morning after pill that they're talking about when you just...
Yes.
This is not the same thing. This is mifepristone that comes in and you take it, and then the next thing you start seeing results you may not want to see. And this is what we're arguing here. Now, it's going to the Fifth Circuit, which the Fifth Circuit is known for being more conservative than the Ninth, per se, which is the Ninth Circuit is the most liberal and the craziest, in my opinion, of all the circuits, because I've studied circuit conflicts before in writing briefs for writs of certiorari to the Supreme Court. So, you know, when we're looking at stuff like this, I'm kind of like scratching my head. And the Fifth Circuit, when it goes back down there, what do we have to look forward to?
Well, I call it a more faithful court. I don't like the word conservative. That just means preserve the status
right.
quo, whether it's good or bad. Why do I use the word faithful? It's in contradistinction or against the other term that's often used of an independent judiciary. And let's just think about that a little bit. An independent judiciary, which does what it wants to, creates whatever law it wants to, as liberal judges have done, that's actually ruled by an oligopoly, a rule by a few. And they are known as oligarchs and the ones who rule. We don't want that. A faithful judge follows the law that was either written or ratified by the people. It's Congress who should make laws. The Constitution was ratified by the people. That's what gives us the consent of the governed and makes our government a free country. So faithful judges should follow the law. For example, in this case, the law clearly says, I'm just kind of quoting it exactly, no person may distribute an article or item or drug that causes or induces abortion in the U.S. Postal Service or a common carrier, which is like FedEx, okay? So that's what the law says. You can understand it. Your audience can understand that. A faithful judge will say, that's what Congress said. You can't do it. If you want to change the law, go to Congress and get them to change the law. It's not the judges making the law. And the Fifth Circuit is faithful to the text of the statute, to the text of the Constitution. So I think we're going to win. The audience, the evidence is very clear. The court will now have adequate time to make a good decision, to review all the thousands of pages of evidence. The evidence is overwhelming that the FDA did not follow the law. For example, the doctors complained about this, and the FDA has 300 days to respond when emergency room doctors say, hey, we're seeing women bleeding. The doctors called it, this is from the doctor's testimony, torrential bleeding in our emergency rooms, that women almost die. They have to have blood transfusions from this supposedly safe pill that And the evidence is 100 to 350,000 women have had to go to emergency rooms from this little pill that they take. And yet the abortion industry kind of says, well, it's like Tylenol. No, people don't go to the emergency rooms bleeding from Tylenol. And so anyway, it's a good court. And I think we're going to see a good result from the Fifth Circuit. And then it probably one side or the other will appeal to the Supreme Court again. So it will end up there also.
And the Supreme Court always makes very narrow decisions in most of the cases I've read. But
because, again, the faithful judges, the Constitution says they're supposed to decide cases or controversies. Mm-hmm. So usually in a particular case, there is one or two limited issues that decide that case. Not, oh, here's abortion. We have a chance to make policy for the United States.
Oh, yeah.
Come up with a list of rules of what they used to be the medical board for America on abortion before they reversed Dobbs. And the faithful judges just said, there's no right to abortion in the Constitution. So we as judges have no right to make an abortion. And let me just say this in case, you know, there are some liberals listening to the line. Women got the right to vote by changing the Constitution. It took a constitutional amendment to give women the right to vote. But because it was done the right way, nobody talks about taking away the right to women, the right to vote from women. They persuaded men to give them the right when only men could vote on the issue. Persuasion is how we change the culture and change our society, at least if we want to have the consent of the governed. And yet, I always said the right to abortion was just an opinion of five people on the Supreme Court, and they changed their mind, and so now there's no right to abortion. But I will just say this. There is a right to life in the Constitution because the word is mentioned explicitly. The Fifth Amendment and the 14th Amendment both say no person shall be deprived of what?
Life.
And if you thought back when the Fifth Amendment and the 14th Amendment were adopted, most people at that time, if you pointed at a pregnant woman, you said, hey, is there a human life in there? Well, of course, that's a human. Human fathers, human mothers have human babies, and it's a baby inside the womb. It's a human. And so I don't know how much time, but I want to say one other thing. You talk about the women's choice, and you talk about how this graphic image affected you. Well, here's the other difference between surgical and chemical abortion. When you have a surgery, the product of conception is the term they like to dehumanize the child with. But the baby pieces are treated as medical waste, just like if they took a cancer or a wart or your tonsils out of you. They're disposed of as medical waste, often incinerated or something. But the babies, hundreds of thousands of dead bodies are now being flushed into the sewage system and the drinking water that all of us drink, whether we had a choice or not. And no one has done studies on what those chemicals and the dead bodies in our sewage systems is doing to America.
Wow, that's a perspective we haven't talked about on the show before, Alan. That's a mind blower. We got a couple of minutes left here. The thing is that you say that 350,000 women come in there bleeding and some require transfusions, especially when we've got people out there that have been vaccinated with an emergency use authorization drug and they're getting maybe transfused blood from somebody that had spike proteins in their system. This could turn out to be not a good thing for women taking this thing. I really think that preventing pregnancy, using condoms, whatever the case may be, is probably a way better idea than going through this nonsense. But I guess in the time we have remaining, why did this have to become so political? You know what the truth is. You explained at the beginning of the program that it hasn't completely eliminated abortion. But all these abortion protesters, somehow somebody put it in their head that abortion is completely out of the question. That wasn't true, was it?
Absolutely not. And I wish more people would talk about the safe haven laws. Justice Amy Coney Barrett mentioned it in the oral argument and asked the Solicitor General of the United States, doesn't the safe haven law eliminate the burden of parenting? And they just had no answer to that, because it does. In exchange for 18 years of freedom from parental obligation and all the cost, And it's, if it's a burden to you, then you can consider it a burden. I think children are a blessing, and I love children. But if you think it's a burden, you can simply relinquish that child, usually at a hospital or fire station, within 3, 30, 60, or 90 days. Those are the normal times. You can Google safe haven and find the law for your state. You have more time to decide whether you want to keep the child or place the child for safe havening. It doesn't cost you anything. And every state in the country will pay for your medical care if you're pregnant and low income. All of them do that.
Wow. That is, I'd love to spend the whole hour with you, but we are out of time. Alan Parker, what a godsend. God bless you and all the people that believe in life, liberty, and property and offspring, because we are depopulating the United States of America, and this is getting crazier by the minute. We will be back at the top of the hour after the break with Justin Porter. Thank you so much, sir. God bless you. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
About a North American urban spice product called Chaga Max. This product is considered SOD, or superoxide dismutase. This is an enzyme found in all living cells. SOD helps break down potentially harmful oxygen molecules in cells. Chaga Max is fortified with the powers of wild oregano and wild birch bark. Get your Chaga Max by calling 877-817-9829 or go to thepowermall.com. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the OregaResp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.